The Medicinal Cannabis Authority, the MCA, SVG, launched its Cannabis Festival on Monday. The festival will run from November 1st to the 3rd at the Adamsville Sports Complex and will feature an expo, a conference, and a reggae concert. At Monday night's launch, Chief Executive Officer of the MCA, Dr. Gerald Thompson, said, "The festival is a celebration of where St. Vincent and the Grenadines has reached in its quest to create a medicinal cannabis industry." Dr. Thompson said that St. Vincent and the Grenadines is a leader, an example of how creating a medicinal cannabis industry can be done around the world.
Cannabis. Now, really, as was said, it's a celebration of where St. Vincent has reached. We have emerged, really, as a leader, not only in the Caribbean, but an example of how things could be done around the world. Not only from a legislative point of view, but the inclusiveness of our traditional cultivators. A lot of countries have not been able to get that done, able to organize that. But this event is really, I wouldn't call it a retooling, it's a scaling up of an understanding of the role of cannabis. And for me as a medical doctor, I see that really through the prism primarily of its medicinal value. Other persons would include in that its spiritual and its cultural value and things of that nature.
Chief Executive Officer of the MCA, Dr. Gerald Thompson. Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, the Honorable Saboto Caesar, said the hosting of Cannabis is a proud moment for St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the Rastafari community. He also said it's a great moment for the promotion of modern medicinal cannabis industry. The minister said in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the role of the traditional cultivator is valued.
We continue in St. Vincent and the Grenadines to value the role played historically and currently by the traditional cultivators. I remember one time cannabis was demonized as a criminal attorney practicing criminal law in a magistrate's court in Kingstown. I remember young persons coming in and facing very stiff penalties for a spliff. And when we looked at the international researchers in sociology, in psychology, in criminology, what basically they were saying is that you're actually turning young persons into hardened criminals, and that the world was going in a particular direction whereby we had to depenalize for extremely small quantities. And I'm really happy today to be the Minister of Agriculture who started and can celebrate at Cannabis. So Cannabis for me is a moment for celebration. It's also a moment for reflection, but importantly, a moment for preparation, because the journey continues.
Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, the Honorable Saboto Caesar. And traditional marijuana farmer Ras I Man I told NBC News that he would love to see more liberty and freedom given to users of marijuana, and noted that Cannabis is a good event.
It's a good motive, you know, and reasoning with Brother Map. Brother Map, as I was telling him a minute ago, is a good brother, you know. And he has traditional cultivators, you know, at heart, you know. So with this motive, it would bring more edification to people who are still under that spell, that stigmatization of, you know, marijuana being something evil, you know. And that came from a fella named Hans Slinger in 1935, because they were trying to move away from a natural industry into a synthetic industry. And marijuana used to be producing 95% of the medicines at that time.
Traditional marijuana farmer, Ras I Man I. I'm Donnie Collins with today's special report.